The Cashflow Quadrant, Book Summary and Analysis. Introduction. Understanding the Cashflow Quadrant. In The Cashflow Quadrant, the author unveils a concept that changes the way we think about money and earning a living. This concept, the Cashflow Quadrant, breaks down the different ways people generate income into four categories, or quadrants. These are Employee E. People who work for someone else, earning a paycheck by trading their time and skills. Self-employed, S. Individuals who work for themselves, owning their own jobs, and earning money based on their direct effort. Business owner, B. People who own businesses or systems that work independently of their direct labor. They leverage other people's time, skills, and money to generate income. Investor, I. Those who make their money work for them by investing in assets that generate returns, such as stocks, real estate, or businesses. Yeah. The author emphasizes that understanding where you are in the quadrant is crucial to identifying where you want to go in terms of financial freedom. Most people fall into the employee and self-employed quadrants, which are heavily dependent on their direct involvement. However, true financial freedom, he argues, is found in the business owner and investor quadrants, where your income isn't tied to the number of hours you work. Chapter 1. The Quadrant Breakdown. The Cashflow Quadrant gives us a simple but powerful way to view income generation. Each quadrant represents a different mindset and approach to life. Here's a breakdown of each quadrant. Employee, E. In this quadrant, individuals rely on the security of a paycheck. They trade time for money and typically work for someone else. While there's perceived stability in this quadrant, it's ultimately dependent on...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?